prosecution
must be eager
the more
to
serious
their orders.
Crimes to less
government
serious offenses.
Government consent prohibits growth
so
until
to make
regulators
the crime
are satisfied
statistics
that corporate culture has changed.
A federal judge in Detroit has approved a settlement in a class action lawsuit that could cost Ford Motor Company a $500 million. The suit was filed back in 2012.
Yeah,
it alleges that Ford knew about an issue with the transmission in an estimated 100,000 Focus and Fiesta models. And Ozzy Osbourne is pulling out of the South by Southwest Festival.
Wells Fargo.
That's over fears of the coronavirus. Yeah, the so-called Prince of Darkness saying that he will not be making an appearance there as earlier planned because of his concerns given his failing health. And
they would be
for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, and they're giving this woe is me story for Wells Fargo. Why would anybody feel sorry for Wells Fargo? They can't die.
On Hundred Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life
they go on in the knowing the candidate must have no banking experience or familiarity
not a lot of
finance.
Do. I was
or
in my late
numbers
by the time
should
I
be adept
out,
at dealing with difficult clients, not mind being kicked around by politicians or vilified on social media.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience?
The Bull Expert.
All the noise out there today. Consider taking
those
an advertisement out on Hundred and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hundredandchamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR DB, Hundred and Chamber Radio.com.
Like
brought to you by the Hundred and County
Bundy.
Chamber of Commerce,
back
the voice
in the
of
day,
business.
Professional wrestlers going at it in the ring. Do you think King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan aren't friends outside of the ring? Or it's all fake? Of course.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new film, Toy Story 4, Child's Play, and Anna, plus a retro review of the Robin Williams Black Mirror-ish movie, The Final Cut from 2004. I'm also going
to
be talking about some news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup with a spotlight on the Universal Horror Collection Volume 1 featuring Karloff and Lugosi in The Black Cat, The Raven, The Invisible Ray, and Black Friday. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456.
Don't go anywhere.
You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm
so you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite
enough. Good evening.
I'm
Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening.
You know
in
what
your
would
world
really help?
Tonight.
Finding $500 a month to help balance things out.
One of them is the fact that something I predicted
earlier this year, $500 a month for a family,
right, and that
when
is
you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years, and that's more than 400,000 members.
Stuff that
it's been around
be doing,
so long and going
and
so much because it works.
To the box office.
And whether
and
you're single
reason
or married
really
or have
doing
kids,
this, I mean, they're
this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot
Spider-Man,
more fun.
But the $500
a month
doing this
can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful.
Billions of dollars, but it's $45 million away. That's why it's going out back in theaters. I don't know it's not going to make that necessarily in America. Maybe worldwide, it'll push it just enough
exercise
over the finish line.
Is hard.
And Disney has been known
so is maintaining
to keep
a healthy
in the
diet.
Theaters just long enough to reach their milestones.
Of course, neither
milestones.
Is half as hard.
Another
as
piece
done.
Of news, which I find perplexing.
Sadly, type 2
Jason
diabetes,
Bloom
heart
and
disease, and
Jamie
stroke
Curtis
kill nearly a million
of
people a year.
And tweeting it
Even
out, going,
sadder,
planning
most
things,
of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking.
My biggest
Talk
beef
to your
with
doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
Isn't that
and if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes
year,
or medication, listen.
And it's not at all
the reason
by the
so
fact
many die is because not enough
date,
are willing
I'm
to change. You can
in
stop
October,
it, starting right
very
now.
Similar to what
it's
happened
your
with the
life.
Halloween movie they did
listen
last
to your doctor.
Year. I'm all for that, and I love the fact that Jason Blum is
following the 80s slasher business plan of cranking from the American Diabetes
short schedules and small budgets so you can have a, you know, a series go through just a couple years, which is great. And that's exactly how movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th did so well in the 80s in the first place. My biggest beef is everyone's calling it Halloween 2. And I'm
individuals
like,
and businesses
too.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're
Halloween.
Losing control over your finances?
Movie.
If you owe
if anything,
over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled
three?
Tax returns, we can help
and
you take back control. The IRS is the largest
or
and most
or
aggressive collection
Halloween.
Agency in the world, and
say,
they can seize
Halloween.
Your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh
Rob
Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
the
amount possible.
News, I think,
our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents
Suzanne
can
Collins
stop collections and get you protected so you can take control
of
your financial future.
Movie,
Tax Mediation Services
place,
is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
Hunger
call
Games,
now
so
for a free
well
case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Tell me to superstardom, but I got other things on my plate. And it's the same reason why she got out of the X-Men movies. I mean, that was great for her to be in the X-Men first class, but I think she's done with it. She wants to move on. And maybe you'll see her in another
You should believe in math.
But you're not
going to
see her in the new Hunger.
You're listening to The Watchdog of Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
It reminds me a lot of what's going on.
Everybody, it is
Harry
the one, the only, the Watchdog on
now,
Wall
of course,
Street.
A lot of this is now, just because they want to generate more money. Carnegie apparently, Suzanne Collins bought a new house or a new car or needs to make a payment on something. Or just want some more cash. And that's fine. Go ahead, knock yourself out. I'm all for that. If I wrote the Hunger Games, I'd be writing prequels already.
His competition.
But here's my prediction on this one. It's going to be very similar to the Fantastic Beast movies that have had diminishing returns. The first Fantastic Beast did well, did better overseas, but it did okay, but it wasn't nearly as strong as the other Harry Potter movies. And the second one, The Crimes of Grindelwald, that one also had a slower start in America. Actually, I don't think it made $200 million in America. And overseas, it's the lowest of the Harry Potter movies. And there might be one excluding, but I think it's actually the lowest grossing of the Wizarding World movies. And I have a feeling you're going to get that with The Hunger Games because you're going to have somebody to replace Jennifer Lawrence because she was integral to that series.
I say that quite
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. No. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park.
Take a look.
The first one I want to talk about is the Banana Split Show movie, which opens on August 13th on digital, and I think it's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray at the end of
August.
Auto
insurance.
Who's excited to see the Banana Split?
Yeah!
Rebecca, I'm canceling the show.
What?
Picking on Wells Fargo right now. But they've all
Hey, kids! Put on your happiest faces.
Why?
Because the Banana Split Show is about to begin.
Why are you doing this to me?
Now the show can go on forever and ever and ever.
I remember the Banana Splits when I was a little kid. It was an early 70s cartoon. This sort of wrap-around variety show thing that was as not quite as psychedelic as the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, like H.R. Puff and stuff or anything like that. But it was still bonkers and crazy. And what they do is they'd have these little sketches and almost like a children's laugh-in where they had little sketches that tied together short films and cartoons. And they had this TV series called Danger Island.
They've already made tens
of
hundreds
of
millions of
dollars. It was directed by, I think, Richard Donner.
Oh, I know. It's
going
to be real rough on them, right? They're not
going
to be able to buy the 100.
There were these kitty things, and I remember
they're going to only be able to get
the
100
series
foot
of
yacht.
Them.
The, oh,
the credits,
no.
They'd be driving around or running around King's Island, which
they
is,
don't
you know, within driving distance. I go to King's Island every year with my kids, and I remember going there in the 70s. And,
they don't.
And the Brady Bunch
there
went to King's
no
Island.
There is no downside.
It showed up in a lot of stuff in the 70s because it still is a fantastic amusement park.
America.
But the difference is with this one is this is going to be a monster movie. This is a scary film. They're basically making the Banana Splits like a Five Nights at Freddy's
downside
movie, where the giant puppet-type creatures attack
people
and kill them, and it turns into a horror movie, which has me fascinated.
You're talking
because this stuff kind of was a horror movie at the beginning. I mean, if you look at Bingo, Flegel, Drooper, and Snork, these were monstrous nightmare fuel creatures that were in plush outfits that if any child saw on the street, they would run screaming into their parents' homes. I could get into this. Like I said, the idea of a Five Nights at Freddy's movies has always intrigued a lot of fanboys, and I think it could be cool. This might be a nice way to dip your toe into it and see how well it does work.
It's what I look for.
The next one I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which opens on August 16th.
I'm having a party tomorrow. You in?
Yeah.
Can Thor and Lucas come? You're so random. They're my best friends. We do everything together. There's going to be girls at the party. You know what that means?
That kind of
drama.
No. We'll talk about it. Watchdog
at Wall Street. You do not want to go to Storm's party, not during
Watchdog.
You can fire my neighbor. She's a total
nymphomaniac.
She starts fires.
Don't go.
This is
what happens
when you don't respect women.
I respect women. My mom is my best friend.
What about
me?
I have always.
You're listening to WHCRDB, 100 Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Superbad was funny, but some of these movies can get kind of. I don't know, a nihilistic, or I don't appreciate some of them. Even when I was a kid, you know, stuff like, what was the one, The Wildlife, or something like that. I've never been wild on these.
Tell you what.
The one reason I think this might be kind of fun is because these kids are actually way too young, and everything that seems to be happening around them, they have no idea what it is. And it's them in these inappropriate situations, but literally not have enough experience, which I think plays to the comedy better, as opposed to having, like, that movie mid-90s that came out last year. We got this 11 or 12-year-old that's talking about doing extremely inappropriate stuff again. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one could be funny, but who knows? The August release should. Home,
every Friday.
And that's
11,
it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Child's Play and Anna.
You're listening to Stephen Patrick.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and
grown
so much because
freedom,
it works.
One listener at
and whether
a time.
You're single or
you're
married or have
to the
kids,
Watchdog
this could make
Wall
sitting
Street
down to do a monthly
Markowski.
Budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover
back,
car
everybody.
Payment or
you know
payback
what?
Loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or an employer? A coach? A negotiator? A manager? A salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics?
You
betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true, process-driven victories. Management by measurement. Full-circle documented communications. Let's get passionate about our business,
expense.
Our career, and success.
You can only
Let's
win.
Not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked now, for some of the most successful employees and employers in
there's
America. Our next event, The Days Inn, Grayling, Michigan, July 16th.
And
reserve your seating
there's
at talkmyq.com or call
616-405-3420.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
No
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within
and
throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success.
People that work
if your
in
business
government.
Organization wants to get engaged,
people that work,
contact
what happens
Chamber
to all these bureaucrats? What happens when they screw up? What happens when they do the
wrong? Or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We do.
Advancing Hunterdon,
policy
a roadmap
wants.
For economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want.
Yeah, those
today,
people that
Pat
work
and
at
Heidi
McKinsey.
And Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remain true to the vision
no
of always putting clients
hey,
first.
What's the big deal?
We are ready
go
to help you put
a
confident
of
retirement
I mean,
more within reach.
It works, it works, it
put the
it
strength
doesn't.
Of a leader in
downside?
Retirement planning to work for
paid?
You through a personal one-to-one relationship.
Selfish.
Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Son of the Chamber of Commerce, building business.
They've got a hidden option. They can't go out of business. Who doesn't have that today? You're basically throwing corporate executives that are wearing a fancy suit and tie. Entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have skin in the game. Another group.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Science. Movies with Kevin Carr. We are going to jump right into the movie reviews with a scary movie.
Observational studies.
I always think it's funny that they have scary movies and horror movies come out in the summer. To me, horror movie time is October. That is the fall. And you can have them come out in late September. But October is when you have horror movies. And I love horror movies. And I'd love to see horror movies come out year-round. And they kind of do. But generally, when the horror movies come out
in
mid-November, they're kind of late.
Someone was asking me the other day,
you know, another big month for horror movies is January. I mean, I think the reason for that is that's not a big box office time for new movies, so a lot of smaller, low-budget, fringe movies and limited audience favorites, that's when those are going to come out. That's when you're going to start seeing stuff. Horror movies work at that time because
one of the major
the horror movie market tends to be older kids, maybe high school and college age, maybe a little bit into their 20s.
Smaller
where
gun.
They're not having to worry about necessarily, they don't worry about going to school the next day, or they
another
just don't care because they can make those own,
they
their own decisions.
The
you know, kids' movies don't do as well in January because kids
job,
are going back to school.
The
for
ones
example.
That analyze.
But for some reason, horror
predict.
Movies are coming out this summer. We actually have
a
whole bunch. We've got the next
Annabelle
movie coming
opposite.
Out next week. Another cursed doll movie.
Risks.
Before that, we've got Child's Play, the remake, which is out this weekend.
Powerful regimes. Expose
this reboot the of the Killer Doll franchise ooh, finds a child's please. Doll that can network with an entire smart house, and when its safety especially protocols are disabled, day. It becomes no very thing. Dangerous.
I think Chucky did something.
Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Buddy can connect to and control all your camera cards.
Chucky is a toy. He could be anywhere.
Welcome to Dazzle and Carr.
We have to stop him.
Who does?
Good night, Andy.
I remember when the first Child's Play came out. I went and saw it. I saw it actually with my dad.
Something up.
We went I think it was on a Sunday night. And what's weird is I was tempted to go to the exact same theater that I saw it back in the 80s because it's still open. It's been remodeled and refurbished about three times since. But I do
ceremonies.
Remember
oh, they do this
which movie
time.
Theater I saw
it
at.
The other day.
And it was it
Jeff
was a
Zucker.
Passable horror movie. It wasn't anything that really like broke any records or made a huge splash when
thing.
It happened. It's just it was such a great killer doll
driving
movie.
CNN
and, of course,
the
then they made a couple sequels. And I remember seeing those when I was in college.
Dan Rather
and enjoying those. And then they went campy with the Bride of Chucky and the Seed of Chucky movie. And then they brought it back.
Honor
with
the guy.
Curse of Chucky and then the Cult of Chucky
people
for these home video versions that were all consistent with that original
membership
series
Academy.
That was
oh,
originally created by Tom Holland
their,
when
kind of a handshake
he made that first
with Obama.
Movie back in the late 80s. They've decided to reboot it, and I remember when that happened, the first thing, everyone rolls their eyes, including me, everyone rolls their eyes and goes, do you really need to do this? And I did back off, and I said, you
Socrates,
know, maybe they could do something
Jesus,
fun with it,
Saint Catherine,
because
Joan of Arc.
I am okay with remaking a movie if
Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog
something
on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter,
or if you can look at it from a different perspective, or if there's something you can achieve
Watchdog on
special effects-wise and cinematically that you weren't able to achieve in the first movie, absolutely remake it.
You're listening
just not
to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
A great example is The Thing. You know, they couldn't do the original story in 1950.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
John W. Campbell version
the news
of
is sponsored
thing,
by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
From a small town
Hunterdon Medical
to
Center
a large
was started by families,
and, you know, politically
for families.
And culturally,
inside
the
our circle of care,
we
offer coordinated care for your entire family. Led
the
by our outstanding family medicine
Chucky
physicians
in this
and
movie
specialists.
Is, first of all,
Hunterdon Healthcare,
I love Mark Hamill.
Your
I think
full
he does a great
circle
job as
of care. If you need
but
a physician,
he's not
call Hunterdon Medical
stuff
Center's
really
Physician Referral Service
Brad Dorf
at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And there's also a really insidious nature in that first movie, the original, because it bonds with a child, a young child,
USA
like a
Radio
5-year-old
News
child.
With Tim Berg.
That's pure innocence.
Massachusetts
that
Senator
understand
Elizabeth
what
Warren is suspending her presidential campaign. Massachusetts
and in this movie,
Democratic
they change
Congressman
a lot of stuff.
Seth Moulton
like
reacts
okay,
to her decision.
Things,
well, she brought
a
unique and distinct voice
and
to this field.
The
there's no question.
Never
but one thing that we hear
and
across
like
the country from literally every Democrat is we've
so
got to get together to unify to beat Donald Trump.
And Moulton already endorsed
so
former Vice President Joe Biden. Warren has not finished above third place in any of the states voting so far. And she finished third in her home state of Massachusetts on Tuesday.
In
the race to control the coronavirus,
the worst part about this movie is
it
has nothing to do with any sort of possession of
the Senate passed
a serial killer.
$3 billion package.
This
nearly all of it will go to agencies
that
dealing with the deadly
Alexa,
disease.
A walking,
the CDC
talking
will
Alexa,
get a chunk for prevention, that, along with some to develop vaccines.
That's it. That's and that's
USA
like the first
Radio
scene.
News
like literally
with
the first
Tim
scene
Berg.
They show them.
The Senate
the
passes an $8.3
billion
emergency funding bill to help fight
problems.
The coronavirus outbreak.
And I'm like, well, first of all, that's a lame
the
idea,
States
and it doesn't
double
give you any sort of oomph
and
to it. Doesn't
160
give you any sort of depth to it.
And
all it does is it just sort of has this hysteria of
state.
Over smart
the bill
houses,
now heads to President
which is absurd
Trump's
anyways because the kid's house,
quickly.
Is the, for some reason this kid's poor because his mother's divorced or his dad's dead or something like that. She's a single mom working at like a shopping center.
Supreme Court.
We are
yet
so
they
much
have all the
that.
Network TVs
I don't care
and music
if it was a Republican
and everything
Democrat
that's capable
doing,
in the house.
And
that doesn't make any
and it
sense.
It is a new low.
It
it's
feels like they're so desperately trying to be relevant
at a
with
political
these
rally
smart house
that
type
Court
stuff
Justices
that they
Gorsuch
lose the essence of where the real scary
a
part of,
and will
or even
pay
just
a
the
price.
Unnerving part
the New York Democrat
of Chuck Hill.
Is accusing
this would have been
Republicans
better if they would have just not had Chuck Hill at all, just had it as
USA
a smart house that
news.
Went nuts.
Investments
that could,
and
they could have mined for horror, but otherwise
does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity?
And you're like, well,
find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a
migraine
with their nosebleed level.
Fees. So it just doesn't
no
even
easy
make
way
sense.
Out once you're in them.
It never
and other
gets
pitfalls.
The last word.
If you have $500,000 or more, call
should.
Fisher at 1-800-859-5500
kind of
for your free guide,
his
Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement.
And they never
know
sort of
ask.
Reconcile any of this.
Hi, this
it's
is
just
Dr.
They,
Phil.
They're just thrown
the
in here. They don't come out like they've learned anything.
COVID-19
at the very least, something you can learn from horror movies.
While CDC
so, yeah,
is working
new
to child's stop
plays
the spread of the virus,
absolute waste of
we
time.
Can all play
totally
a role
sucks.
In stopping
it
this
sucks.
Deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. I'm going to burn through this next
States
one because I don't have much time.
And
this is
to get
Anna.
Updates,
Luc Besson directs this high-action thriller
ones,
about a beautiful woman who also happens to
by
be
going
one of the greatest international assassins of all time.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. Speaking with reporters outside her Massachusetts home, she announced she will not be endorsing a candidate
suspicious?
As of right now. A former head of the United Auto Workers Union has been charged by federal prosecutors.
Can't you look at the Intel Security
Radio Network?
Tapes were raised.
Barnes.
Gary Jones is accused of taking $1 million from the union,
to get this
and he is
Paris.
Expected to plead
There'll
guilty
no
to those charges.
Any questions?
He's the highest-ranking official of the UAW
Which
to be charged
I did not get
in a
to see this one. It was not screened,
several years ago.
I kind
of
want to see
a total
it. I like
Luc Besson's
work. He certainly has this fetish
in the investigation.
Prosecutors say bank records and the cooperation from Jones and former aides uncovered the scam in which he took money to spend for personal use,
many times
including
before.
Luxury vacations,
the only thing that I
villas,
think he would have liked better in the Taken movies
up to 10
is
years
if Liam Neeson was a tall
for USA Radio
woman.
News, I'm Chris
this
Barnes.
This looks interesting. It looks like a fun throwaway action USA movie. Luke Besson's good for this kind of stuff.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed.
That's it for the segment.
Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a whole new light.
Florida Republican
do it right.
Senator
call
Marco
your local
Rubio
neighborhood expert. Budget
Blinds.
You'll get beautiful style and personalized
and
service for every budget. We bring the showroom
sleep.
Right to
it
your
makes
home.
No sense.
So you can
There's
choose
no
from hundreds of blinds,
it.
Shades, shutters, and drapes.
Savings.
Plus smart home window coverings to control
we have
with
a
touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom
Rubio
window
continues.
Coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget,
President
we
Trump
really
plans
mean
to
it.
Visit
so let's get your home
Tennessee
a whole lot of gorgeous.
Governor Bill Lee
get
says
your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only.
For everybody just trying to get their lives back in order. It's just one of those things that
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How much we can
it's
all
the
do
virus that's gone viral.
It's always
and President
awesome
Trump says of it as he signs a bill to fund the U.S. response to the coronavirus.
So many
came out of nowhere.
Outside of here. I mean, there's a lot of
we're taking care of
this country that have
the president signing that $8 billion funding package after passage by Congress this week.
Fox News.
World health officials
USA
say the
Radio
death toll
News.
From the virus is now more than 3,400, including 14 Americans, most of them in Washington State. A better than expected February jobs report released by the Labor Department showing that the U.S. economy created around 273,000 jobs last month, and that blew away the economist's prediction of 165,000. Unemployment fell to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my
Are you looking to get your message
Since
in front
started,
of a qualified audience through
cold.
All the noise out
I'm
there today? Consider taking your advertisement
tickle,
out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today
to
at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR DB, 100 in Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert.
If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
But now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with the
consumer advocate,
the big one this week, and the one
trainer,
that I think everyone realizes is going to run away
with.
Part of the reason is that Disney has been doing really well
the lies
with this movie.
And
the exception of like
the
Dumbo,
big
which wasn't
firm,
exactly
the mainstream
like
press
office
and
fire,
the government are
all
pushing
of their remakes
to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle it. But I don't think it's going to change for us.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the watchdog, Wall Street.
Porky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash. Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Why am I alive?
You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
There's several ways to look at this movie. One of them is just the artistry of the film. The computer-generated graphics in this movie are jaw-dropping. Pixar has gotten so good at this that if you didn't know it was all CGI, it would be hard to discern reality from computer-generated. The movie starts off, it's raining, and it looks like it's just real rain. And for anyone who knows anything about animation, rain and water and fire, those are the things that have always been very difficult to mimic in the computer. There's a lot of chaotic movement in them, and they manage, they nail the water and stuff, and they nail the textures and look. And then you go back, you look at the original Toy Story, which, if you recall, was the very first full feature-length CGI animated movie. And that thing looks like it's done on a home computer.
I decided today.
I mean, there's some stuff that looks really cool in there, and there's still some textures that are neat. But gosh, you look at like the dog, the next door neighbor's dog. That thing looks goofy as all get out. That doesn't even look real at all. They've got a cat in this movie, and if you didn't know that that cat was a CGI cat, I would believe in the first shot you see it, it stretches its back, and it blows my mind how good the animation is in this movie. And I find it funny because he originally did Toy Story because you can animate toys and they're already going to be wooden and plastic. So the animation that Pixar has achieved in the last 25 years is just phenomenal. So it looks beautiful. When it comes to a Disney movie, it's
before he takes off on his first flight, his father warns him.
Is in there. You've got Woody trying to do the right thing, and the sheriff in town trying to keep everything safe and everything good. You still have the rogue gallery of toys. You know, you've got John Ratzenberger doing Ham, the piggy bank. You've got Don Rickles in his final turn as Mr. Potato Head. You know, you've got all these characters in the movie that you expect in a Toy Story movie, and it's beautiful that way. You also have the very tender moments, the moments that parents can watch and feel a tugging at your heart
popular.
In two different ways. On one hand, you remember what it was like to be a little kid with a toy. On the other side, you know what it's like to be a parent having to deal with sometimes the difficult issues with toys and breaking away and leaving them at home and understanding imagination versus reality. And there's all these things that, like you'd expect from any Pixar movie, it does it. It's beautiful that way. And here's the big but. As beautiful as this movie is, and as good as it is, it's a good movie.
Basically,
if you were to say, just take this as a movie, standalone film, wonderful,
snake,
yes, it's a beautiful movie.
And multiple
it's got a sweet
heads.
Story.
Poisonous
it's got great characters.
Blood.
It's got some very funny moments.
Breath
it's got
poisonous.
Some surprising things.
And
some
Hydra
unique, creative, out-of-the-box
the
stuff. And also, they
now,
do take the toys somewhere different than we have seen. And that was one of always the struggle is how do you get them out of
to sever
Andy's
one
room
of
initially
the,
and then into other
the
scrapes
Hydra.
And make it feel
another two grew
like
back.
They're not just insane toys that are possessed by demons. But the thing with this movie is it's not as good as
Hercules
the other three.
And
I remember when Toy Story 3 came out, I remember thinking, oh, how are they going to do that? How are they going to get as good as Toy Story 1 and 2? Because those are so good.
All of the exercises
and they did it. You know, you did first Toy Story, it's such a wonderful movie, and then they did a sequel, and you're like, wow, they kind of... They rolled the dice
treasury,
and they won
you name
the
it,
crash.
All
they got
trying
two great
to fix
movies. And then they did
what
a
was going on
10 years later,
in the
like,
financial system at that point.
That still is a great
time.
Movie.
We'll
Toy Story
it.
3
yeah,
is
all the
beautiful
King's horses
and
all the King's
and tender. And it's as good as hey, the other two.
My favorite.
This one just isn't.
My favorite
and that's not
stories.
In a bad way. It's not like it's subpar. It's just subpar for Toy Story movies because you expect perfection. But it's not perfection.
Now, Sisyphus
it's sort of like if you're used to go see Broadway shows, and then you go and see
a really amazingly done
community theater production. And the community theater production can be fantastic and wonderful, but it's
Sisyphus
never going to be on the level that you compete with a Broadway show. And that's kind of how I feel like with Toy Story
4.
I liked it. I thought it was good. But... all it does now, is it does remind me that the other three movies are better. But it's still a good movie. I mean, it still rocks.
For the King
it just doesn't rock as much as the others.
It rocks.
Excellent!
A
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about the final
cut. Was a bit of a novelty.
This past weekend, I did a movie marathon with my kids. We always run it well into the night. And we watched six movies with trailers and short films and cartoons and everything like that. And I have seen enough movies that I love to pick movies that the kids haven't seen. I'm not just going to put in Star Wars and movies that everybody's seen in my house. I said, I want to get some that are different or stuff they've never seen before or stuff that they haven't seen since they were little. So one of them I picked was The Final Cut, and part of the reason I picked it is because it has this connective tissue with these Black Mirror episodes that we're now all watching. Because it has that stuff with the implants.
He couldn't perform.
And it's a forgotten film. It doesn't get much love. It came out in 2004, and it stars Robin Williams.
People off to the underworld.
And the story is he's in this futuristic time
that's
sort of like a parallel existence future. Implants were horror memories in order for a video memorial to be constructed after people die.
I take it
you're showing up
that
evening at Paradigm. You're downing Uzo and Octopus.
To record your memories, so they may live.
So nobody could die.
But those you
eventually, Hades.
I heard you were the best. My husband was a great man, Mr. Ackman. He deserves to be remembered as a great man.
It's a strange profession you have, isn't it, Alan? You take people's lives, make lies out of them.
Deletion confirmed.
I do have something that I need, though.
What could I possibly handle you with?
I take sands. I'm clean. Bannister's implant is evidence.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of memory and
even
that sort of thing.
And
one of the things this thing does unflinchingly is it questions the validity of real memory and how we remember things versus what really happened.
Surely your highness should realize I must be given
more in this than they ever do in Black Mirror. Black Mirror uses that implant technology, and it pervades, I'd say, at least a third of their shows. You have some sort of implant or recording device that you can project or enter into virtual reality. But this one kind of predates all that stuff. This was made in 2004. You've got Robin Williams in a very low-key role. This is at the time. He was around the late 90s, early 2000s. He was really trying to do some different things. That's when he was doing stuff like One Hour Photo and Insomnia. He was trying to do darker pieces and more contemplative stuff and more straight up drama. And while this is science fiction because of the speculative fiction nature of the technology, it's still a straight up drama. I also forgot how much of a slow burn this was. And let me warn you, if you're going to go see this, I fully recommend seeing it, but know that it's a slow burn drama. Know that if you're going to be watching it at 3 in the morning, you may doze off because it's very slow and it's very deliberate. But it's fascinating because it presents some of these really fascinating ideas of memories, the reality of memories, but also the right to those memories. And
I wrote the story.
Because the whole thing is these implants are put in children right when they're born. So it's not the child's decision. And it deals with the contemplative examples of, well, if you didn't know you had this chip, if you knew that people could, once you die, access all your memories, would you behave differently? Would you become a better person? Would you even want that chip in there? And the people who have the chip, whether they want it or not, it opens up a lot of discussion doors, which is the whole purpose of speculative fiction.
Yeah, back around
2005. And yeah, there's a little bit of a corny running gun type of movie. Buried in there somewhere. But overall, it's straightforward drama that I think asks a lot of questions that I think as technology gets better and better are things we're going to have to ask ourselves.
I know.
So I'm going to have to say the Final Cut, most people forget it. Most people don't even know it exists. Track it down because it totally rocks.
It rocks.
Excellent.
That's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the box office and the Home Cinema Roundup featuring the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1.
Every day here at the program, we have our thousand investments. Push the rock to the top of it, and it rolls back down. On top.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help
you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
There hasn't been one time where I've had someone contact us that we've
warned. Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with BrassTac Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Listen to Stock Market, January 1999. Market went up. Over the next year,
when it matters
when
most,
I was warning people,
our award-winning
hey, listen,
team
good.
Of emergency valuations physicians are and insane. Nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior
one thing we are good
at a moment's notice,
is understanding who the good guys are and the bad guys.
Your full circle of care.
We see right through this stuff. This past week, I was provided a list by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We're going to start off this segment by going right into the box office and talk about last week, which was a disappointing week for Hollywood. Oh, everyone cry a tear for Hollywood. Now, Hollywood didn't make as much money as they wanted to last week.
This is the SEC.
The big stumbles
were
in every single movie that opened.
Really
Men in Black International, it topped with only $30 million, which is really disappointing.
Extra,
it's nowhere near the money that
make sure
the first
whether or not
made,
your firm
which
is a
came
good
out
one, 20 your firm
years
is a bad
so,
one.
This is not good for the franchise. I don't know if it's because it doesn't have Will Smith
long,
in it. I don't know if it's because it's a concept that seems sort of very retro 90s. You know, even when the third one came out, it did not do great. If you recall, it did well enough.
This is what
and I think a lot of that helped having Will Smith in the film. I mean, that certainly was a big deal. But if you recall, it was the lowest grossing movie of the three. And that's not even factoring inflation price. When you factor an inflation price, it's like less than half of what the first movie made. And Men in Black International, they may not even get to $100 million, which is kind of awful for this series. And yes, International may very well save Men in Black International from being a loss, but this is not rebooting the franchise as they thought. I think it goes back to the whole thing of saying, was it necessary? Nobody out there was clamoring for a Men in Black movie. In fact, the only time I ever heard any sort of interest for another Men in Black movie was when there was the suggestion that they were going to do a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, and then everyone was like, that might be kind of fun, but nobody wanted just another one with Thor and
showing a little bit of frustration.
So no one asked for it, and even though it was kind of a fun movie, it just
still
wasn't a big deal. And then Shaft really got shafted. It didn't even make $10 million. For such an iconic role, that really kind of floundered. Part of it is because it's been almost 20 years since the last Shaft movie anyways. Maybe if they just kept making this and made just sort of this little modern blaxploitation return, you could have done this. But that one didn't do well. And then The Dead Don't Die didn't even get into the top 10. It does kind of flop there. Especially for mainstream zomcom. So it was kind of a dreadful box office this week, and everyone's expecting Toy Story 2 to make up for it, and it very well may.
None.
But especially it's got to be movies that people want to see. This I don't program, think people wanted to see a new Men in Black movie or a new Shaft movie for that matter.
If it happened,
and even then when they
I
did both Men in Black and Shaft, they're like,
whose fault
well, let's
it?
Take these things and we're going to change them. We're going to, should we call it Women in Black? And let's make a movie that kind of downplays all the coolness of Shaft that made Shaft cool in the 70s and make it more about female empowerment. Well, that's not what a Shaft movie is about. Sorry. Sorry, female empowerment people.
College planning.
Anyways,
name it.
This weekend, Toy Story's going to win by how much? I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate because the numbers are going to change throughout the weekend. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema round. This week, I wanted to spotlight
call your local neighborhood experts. Budget lines. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom
right
to
your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes.
Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button.
What's neat about when you say
budget lines,
universal horror movies,
just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America.
Long-running
when
series
we say we have style and service for every budget,
but
we really
was
mean
doing
it.
A lot
so
of
let's
other
get your home
movies,
a whole lot of gorgeous.
Get
your free consultation
involved.
Right at home.
And
just go online to budgetblinds.com or call
855-BudgetBlinds.
Call 855-BudgetBlinds for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful.
But these
are independently owned and operated franchises only.
Out there,
ask for details.
Forget about them. And there's a
this
string
is
of
Benny
movies
Gilden,
that
the host of
Boris Karloff
your
and
military
Bela Lugosi
talk radio show.
Start in together.
Army clothing experts are testing new extreme
box
cold
set.
Weather
I'm going to talk about in
this designed
specific,
to be lighter,
the first
better
two in
fitting,
the, in the
and more effective
case,
in colder conditions.
Because they're the best ones
the
there. The first one is the
system.
Black Cat. Bela Lugosi stars as a man whose family is trapped in a home with
combat capabilities development command soldiers center plan to field test cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Current cold weather clothing, a seven-level system that offers options from base layers to extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It currently performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range.
And my daughter.
Well, we want a system effective down to the negative 65
degrees. This one, like the other ones,
hey,
is very short. I think
this
is like 61
global
minutes.
Warming,
I mean, it's
right?
Like literally the length of a
thank you for joining
show.
Me for A Minute with the Colonel.
And that's okay. It's a fun little movie. It's
ready
quick.
For a great
it's
day
easy.
On the boat.
It's limited sets.
Yeah.
It's
Hand
something
that
was clearly done on a budget.
Okay.
And while these guys were massive names as movie stars, it was still the 30s, and they're still
kind
of putting a lot of this together.
I promised my wife.
This has a lot of really cool stuff that you normally don't see in stuff that
yeah,
right after
I promised my daughter.
Came out, they've
come
got
on, Daddy.
Sacrifice.
Hand me one of those
Satanism
life jackets,
being
will
talked
you?
About. Yeah. I mean, somebody skinned
this message brought
to
you by the National Safe Voting Council and the women who nag.
There's some disturbing stuff that goes on in this movie, especially for you know, people that thought Frankenstein.
We are
when
back and we are looking at a pretty
terrible.
Lopsided matchup,
so,
Jim.
This
that's
one's
right,
a really neat movie.
I mean, in one corner, we've got a
175-pound
guy.
Bela
Lugosi
has
a
more synthetic
6,000-ton heavyweight train.
Where Karloff is the
Jim,
big
this guy has no idea
so this
what he's getting himself
rocks.
Into.
It rocks.
It's no
the next
contest.
One I want to talk about
every
specifically
day,
in this is The Raven.
And die trespassing Bela
Lugosi
on
stars
tracks.
As a mad scientist see obsessed tracks, with the torture devices train. Of Edgar Allan Poe, who uses a murderer, played by Boris Karloff, to take revenge on the father of the woman he loves.
You've got to do something. You've got to save my daughter's life. Dr. Holland.
This
can we get Dr.
is
Holland?
The watchdog on Wall Street.
One chance she's got.
Come back, everybody. This is the
a month ago, I didn't know.
To,
now I owe my life to you.
You mustn't see her again.
No!
And please try to remember that should anything happen to me, you remain now, the hideous master that you are.
Labeling.
Fascinated by
this. This one's a little bit longer
there's
by like 10 minutes,
SEC
but it's also
rules.
A bona fide horror movie. Now,
and
it has as much
opinion,
to do with Edgar Allan Poe as
just,
most
well,
of these
you know,
movies
gonna,
that they make about Edgar Allan
Poe.
It's not
confusing.
About the Raven. It's not about Lenore. It's,
gonna
it's
also,
not about this bird standing on the pallid bust of Palace
that
saying nevermore or anything like that. It's just a jumping off point to show the madman's obsession with Poe and his torture devices.
It doesn't make any difference.
It should have been more of a
you might have to invest in a really good microscope.
Because that seems to be more about what this movie is about.
The disclaimers that you're
going to
start seeing
device
that are written in that
prominently in there. But this is a great little movie as well. Great performances by Lugosi. Great performance by Karloff as sort of this weird, insane, monstrous butler.
New conduct rules.
These are the two best ones in there. So this one totally rocks as well.
It rocks.
It's called Regulation Best.
Now, when you get to the other two in here, they do count because they're Karloff Lugosi movies. And they also count because they are essentially horror movies, or at least fantastic movies. The Invisible Ray is a little bit of a weaker one. That one's well known, but it doesn't have a whole lot to it. And it borders more on science fiction than horror. It's really a mad scientist movie at its heart. But it's a mad scientist who gets zapped into Ray, and he becomes radioactive, and anything he touches dies. And they have to go down the jungles of Africa to there's a plot device where they have to go down there to develop this. And it kind of turns into one of those jungle adventure movies that you got in the 30s, especially those serials. Stuff like Terry and the Pirates. If anyone knows me, you've heard me talk about Terry and the Pirates.
Make it easier for a broker.
That Columbia put together
to basically fulfill that duty.
It works as a jungle adventure. Now, Black Friday, which was originally going to be called Friday the 13th,
how they are not.
Black Friday is even less of a horror movie. It is a horror movie in the sense it's written partly by Kurt Siodmak, and it's about a guy who works Karloff as a mad scientist who transplants somebody's brain into somebody else's body, and of course they start turning into that person. That's the extent of the mad scientist elements to it, because the brain he put in this guy was a gangster's brain.
Starts
turning into the gangster. And it kind of turns more into a gangster film with a mad scientist side plot to it. Now, Siodmak had gone and done movies like, and books like Hauser's Memory and Donovan's Brain that kind of use this concept as well. But, I mean, this is an okay movie. I mean, Lugosi plays just a gangster. And he's not as good of a gangster as he is a monster. I mean, sure, Hungarian gangsters exist. But back then, everyone was expecting him to be Italian or whatever. And they didn't have the European gangsters, the Eastern European gangsters, as heavily represented in films. So it is a little bit weird to see Lugosi playing not a monster or mad scientist. This was the latest of the four, and it pushes into the 40s. It pushes into the film noir territory. But still, this is a great little collection for these four movies, in particular for the first two. And each one has like a bonus feature that talks specifically about that movie. It's not loaded with extra material, but there's enough stuff in there to get a little bit of knowledge of these movies beyond just what you see on screen. So I'm going to have to say, in total, the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1, totally rocks.
It rocks.
You name it. Excellent.
Other films that are out this week on DVD and Blu-ray include Us, Beach Bum, Under the Silver Lake, Hotel Mumbai, Wonder Park, Run the Race, and the Will and Grace Revival Season 2. And that's it for this week. I got to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about Annabelle Comes Home and Yesterday. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
Ever.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future.
You're listening to WHCRDB, 100 Chamber Radio.
Call now for a free case review and a price protection guarantee.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
To help fight the coronavirus. You're listening to WHCRDB, 100 Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the 100 Medical Center. 100 Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 Health Care, your full circle.
of care.
It goes
if
beyond
you need
just
a physician, call
Schumer
Hunter Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed,
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You need help.
President Trump is doing the damage in Tennessee after the damage by the tornadoes earlier this week. The president says he may go to the CDC in Atlanta to check on the status of the coronavirus outbreak.
They thought there was a problem at CDC with somebody that had the virus. It turned out negative, so we'll see what we can do.
White House economist Larry Kudlow is trying to calm the turbulent financial markets.
Or even my family.
We don't know what the magnitude of the economy might be in terms of the slowdown.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
What the magnitude of the virus is going to be. Although, frankly, so far, it looks relatively contained. Kudlow also telling CNBC that the U.S. economy looks sound and that no one should panic over the economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rab Coins of
investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does
the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine with their nosebleed level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Supplies and books.
Hi,
gold,
this is
silver,
Dr. Phil.
And platinum bullion.
The new coronavirus
paper
called
United States proof and mint sets,
spreading in China and
issues.
Beyond.
From junior
while CDC
collector to the
is
experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9877.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Job reports is out
brought
for the month
of
February.
County Chamber
with the
of
details,
Commerce,
the voice of business. Radio Networks,
this
John
is Tony
Clements.
Clark,
the
power planner
of
at Patton Heide and
Associates. As the job
Americans
rate
believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship.
Poll shows that former Vice President Joe Biden has a 13 percentage point advantage over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Call today at 908-713-6600.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump at his first town hall of this campaign season. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
I appreciate the question. I think the country is far more united than people think.
President Trump at his first town hall of the 2020 campaign season in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The event hosted by Fox News.
And ultimately what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with a virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, you know, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success.
It's that time of the year for folks across the country as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Most Americans are set to spring forward this weekend, Sunday marking the beginning of daylight saving time at 2 a.m. Eastern Time on March 8th. People across the U.S. will need to turn their clocks forward 1 hour to reflect the new time, or at least you'll have to do that to your old-fashioned clocks, as most other devices just automatically change the time themselves. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News,
and
I'm
going to be honest with you, I didn't understand.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
And I've been very, very
inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
But as far as their business reporting is concerned,
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touring the damage in Tennessee after the damage by the tornadoes earlier this week. The president says he may go to the CDC in Atlanta to check on the status of the coronavirus outbreak.
They thought there was a problem at CDC with somebody that had the virus. It turned out negative, so we're seeing what we can do.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is trying to calm the turbulent financial markets.
We don't know what the magnitude of the economy might be in terms of a slowdown. We don't actually know what the magnitude of the virus is going to be, although frankly so far it looks relatively contained.
Kudlow also telling CNBC that the U.S. economy looks sound and that no one should panic over the economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A savvy manager who understands
investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine. With their nosebleed level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more,